Well, overall, Craig, could you ask more of the players there?
No, not at all. One of our major focuses was to, nail the first innings and to get 440. That was a good effort. Could have been more, but again, we're in a position it could have been a lot worse. So they've done well there. And with the ball, it was pretty hard work for them. So, they hung in really well.
You had to get wickets earlier on, this afternoon, as you said this morning. But, realistically, it was never really going to happen, was it?
No, we had to have a magic hour first up, I think, to have a sniff. But, to be fair, they played well, leading, and Brooks got stuck in and played really well. And, it was a pretty placid pitch and the ball not doing much. So once you sort of, just try not to get out, it's tough to, break their defences because it was a pretty placid pitch.
Yeah. You must be very pleased with Ollie Rayner's contribution. 4 for 54, 33 overs in that second innings, brought him in on loan.
Ollie's been brilliant. He's a great character. He's great for the dressing room. He's great out on the field with his, encouragement and enthusiasm. It's just what we needed, and he bowled beautifully as well. So, he's been great for us.
Now, that draw, 11 points, has taken you above Lancashire, who have lost, so you're out of the bottom two.
Yeah, we knew this little block of two, with Yorkshire and Lancs, probably not, not many points between us. If we could get, we said a decent draw and a good result, beat one of them, we'd be back up, in a decent position. So, it's a big game next week against Lancs. It'd be great to get a result there, a positive result. So, we'll be working pretty hard towards that. I think they're a bit low in confidence at the moment. So, it's a good time to play them.